A state panel signed off on new commitments this week to track the pollution that leaves National Park vistas hazy. But the controversy over the state's cleanup plan is expected to continue. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Federal regulators want to be sure Utah's not exaggerating about the pollution cuts it's made to clear up the haze. So the State Air Quality Board committed earlier this week to double-check the promised reductions. Board member Arnold Reitze is an expert on air pollution laws. He says just a little pollution can create a lot of haze, and that makes it tough to clean up.
How do you have growth and economic development and population increases and still maintain the visibility that was available in the 16th century? It's a very, very difficult task.
Reitze says the Clean Air Act gave states half a century to solve the problem. Utah's been working on its haze reduction plan for more than two decades and insists its cleanup strategy has already proven effective. But the National Park Service and environmental groups say the state's plan is too little too late. Corey McNulty works for the National Parks Conservation Association in Salt Lake City. She says Monday's action represents little progress.
They're attempting to resolve a technical issue. It's not a step forward from our perspective. It does not achieve any additional pollution reductions.
NPCA says clearing up the skies means hundreds of millions of dollars of new controls at two central Utah power plants. The group released a report earlier this week that gives the state's five national parks poor grades for ozone, haze, and climate pollution. Judy Fays, KUER News.